Smoke lit the fuse and slapped the reins lightly on the rumps of the wheelers. The team dug in. The 16 hooves of the draft animals pounded the ground with increasing speed. They crested the steep swale and the velocity increased. Smoke snapped the reins again. He stood upright now, a small rope wrapped around his gloved left hand. The mound of dirt that formed the inner fortifications loomed closer. Smoke Jensen drove straight at the parapet, upright and swaying with the erratic motion of the heavily laden buckboard. The vehicle careened onward, closer, ever closer. The blackness of the hastily erected defenses filled Smoke's field of vision. He pulled slightly on the cord in his left hand and felt the linchpin loosen.
Any time now? Any now?
Smoke dropped the reins and yanked the linchpin. It came free and the horses, undirected now, curved from the mass before them, the tongue carried between their churning bodies. Smoke jumped free and rolled in the tall grass. Suddenly, Jeff York swerved in close at the side of Smoke Jensen. He trailed the reins of Smoke's roan. Without breaking stride, Jeff flashed past. Smoke readied himself and then leapt for the saddle horn. He caught it and swung atop a stallion. Immediately, they all curved away and outward from the barrier. 5 seconds later, the wagon struck the solid wall of dirt. A heartbeat after that. The shockwave blew every window on that side of the B-Bar-H building inward. In the study, books tumbled from the shelves. Jeffrey Benton Howe and Miguel Sierras stared at each other.
They're attacking! Miguel, take charge of the men! There's no time to head for town. We have to stop them!
Someone else can go! Stalker, perhaps, and bring the others back! They could hit the Rangers in the rear!
It's half a day in and the same back! By then we could all be dead!
See? Or worse, on the way to jail!
Get torches lit! The men can't see which way to shoot! Are the sandbags in place around the outer walls?
Yes, since yesterday. Both floors.
Have men at every window. Bolt the doors!
Sparks from the fuses and single sticks of dynamite began to make twinkling trails through the black of night. The blast began to rout men caught in the open yard. Some bolted for the covered passageway that led to the well nearest the house. They made it without incident, only to be forced to cringe on the ground when holes suddenly began to appear in the wooden walls as hot lead cracked through at chest level. Sharp blasts illuminated the yard. Their flashes strobed the action of the disoriented outlaws in the ranch yard. Two went down, shot through the chest, and one caught a short round in the groin. Fully a third of the defenders had been knocked off their feet by the tremendous explosion. Smoke and Jeff rode through the breach created in the parapet. Bullets flew past Smoke and Jeff, and they saw that some of those not affected by the blast had recovered enough to offer resistance. Smoke and Jeff gave some back. Suddenly, a pack of dogs charged into the yard from a run behind the house. One launched itself and sank fangs into the leg of an Arizona Ranger. The teeth savaged the lawman. He swung with the barrel of his revolver into the dog's head. That had no effect on his grip. He hung on, his body weight sagging downward, ripping his fangs through tender flesh. Tall Pockets Granger whirled in his saddle and shot the vicious monster through the head. It fell away and twitched violently on the ground. Another of the beasts, crazed by the explosive blast, leaped on the back of one of the hired guns.
Keep clear of the dogs. They'll do us more good than harm.
Smoke pulled a fused stick of dynamite from his saddlebag and lit it from a cigar clenched in his teeth. He hurled it toward the house. It hit the window frame and bounced off. A moment later, it went off with a blinding flash. Smoke rounded the house and found himself facing two hard cases on horseback with 6 guns cocked and ready. His right hand dropped to the curved butt grips of his .44 Colt. One of the gunslingers fired before Smoke finished his draw. The bullet cut a hot trail across Smoke's left side below his rib cage. Then Smoke had his peacemaker clear. He emptied the saddles of both outlaws. Smoke chucked another stick of explosives through a window and then spun away. The blast blew out 2 walls of the kitchen. Plaster dust and powder smoke made a heavy fog that was all too easy for the hard-pressed gun hawks to hide in. Smoke knew that the noise they had made would soon attract a larger portion of the Gunslick army from their outer defenses. But he had taken that into consideration in his plans. Now, he decided, would be the time to pull out. He worked the thin leather glove off his right hand and put thumb and forefinger between his lips. He headed at once for the gap blown in the defenses. The Arizona Rangers and the Tucker Ranch hands streamed behind him. Only a few random shots followed them.